The Nationals take on the Friars at Petco Park, and Howie Kendrick begins this game in style.
Here tonight is 72 degrees. Kendrick swings, belts the 1-1 to deep left center field. This one way back. It's going, going, and gone. Goodbye. A game leadoff home run for Howie Kendrick. As Grace Kitch delivers, swinging a high fly ball center field deep. Taylor going back, still back at the warning track. He leaps and he caught it. Oh, what a catch by Michael Taylor. Next delivery. Swinging a ground ball up the middle, and that's a base into the center field. Rendon's headed home. Margot will run the ball in toward the infield. No one's covering second. Now Myers, the first baseman, comes over to cover. Lind will stop at first, and it's an RBI single. The Nationals get the run back, and they lead 3-1. The 2-1. Swinging a fly ball center field, sending Margot back and toward right center. He missed the ball. It's off his glove. Stevenson will score. Deaza turns and holds at second. Nationals lead 4-1. That ball with a little bit of a slice at the end, and Margot had a beat on it and just missed it. It hit off his glove. And a tough inning defensively for the Padres, and the Nationals add to their lead. The pitch. Swinging a ground ball up the middle, and Coleman dives. It's by him for a base hit. Deaza headed home. He'll score. And the Nationals tack on another and lead 5-1.
Kendrick finishes 2-for-5, and the Nats knock off the Padres 7-1. Matt Grace goes 4 1/3 scoreless and allows just 2 hits in his first major league start. This was a spot start in place of Max Scherzer, who was scratched prior to Friday's contest and placed on the DL with neck inflammation. The Nats have now won 4 of 5, but manager Dusty Baker is more concerned with the health of his ailing ace, Max Scherzer.
He did a great job, and, things just sort of worked out. Yet, we like the matchups that we had especially after Gracie. We were thinking he might go 3 innings maybe, but he threw a couple double plays which saved his pitch count, which I was hoping for before the game. And we played some great defense, especially outfield defense, and we turned some key double plays. I mean, those guys out there, Michael made a couple great plays. Stevenson made a couple great plays out there. So anytime you play defense, and that certainly helps your pitchers. And I'm big on defense, and those guys certainly came through tonight.
How close did that come to how you would have mapped it out, given the situation?
It came out pretty close. And then not only that, Gracie, saved my bullpen where I could just go 1 inning or fraction of an inning. And so with Strauss, not knowing how he's going to do tomorrow, that worked out perfectly. And we still, got a couple fresh guys that we didn't use. And so hopefully everybody should be available, tomorrow as well.
We've made a lot of, obviously the bullpen acquisitions, but to see the performances you got from the holdovers, the guys that have been around, how big is that to see?
Well, that was big. These guys, they kind of know when they're going to, get used now. And I was glad to see Kelly, get his feet wet. And, Blanton's throwing the ball, better, than he had been all year. And it's right on time. And, it's just great to see everybody contribute. Ollie threw the ball well. Sammy threw the ball well. All of them threw the ball well. And we had plenty of offense, to go around. And, we just played a very good game tonight.
With Grace, he's served a number of different roles for you out of the bullpen, and his ability to go long obviously helped you in a big way today. How significant a presence has he become on this team?
Well, hey, man, he's a guy that's done everything that we've asked him to do. He started, he's gone long, he's gone middle, he's gone short. Basically keeps the ball in the ballpark. He throws ground balls. He throws strikes, and he's getting better. And so, he's pitched his way, on the team. And, he's doing a great job.
Do you have any better sense now about Max than you did beforehand, and what went into the decision to go ahead and do the DL move now?
Well, you certainly don't want this thing to linger. And we're trying to find out why. because it went from one side out the neck to the other. I think that's probably a positive sign, because if it was just on one side, then you would really, really be apprehensive. But, you know, Max, you know, wasn't crazy about it. You know, he understood it, because nobody wants to go on a DL, especially your first time on a DL. His first time in his career going on the DL. And so, but, you know, he understood what we needed and had to, you know, and had to do it, you know, for the team. And Max is certainly a team guy. So, you know, he realized, you know, it was for the betterment of the team and his own health.
Reliever Matt Albers records four outs in Friday's win, and he knows the Nats bullpen will have even more pressure on it in the absence of Scherzer.
Well, we kind of had a little bit of a heads up yesterday. You know, we had heard, you know, Max wasn't feeling too great, so kind of prepared ourselves and knew that we'd, you know, try to piece it together and kind of looked at each other. And obviously Grace led us off with, you know, four plus. You know, that was huge for us. You know, we were expecting three, and for him to go four and into the fifth was pretty awesome. So we just kind of, once he did that, you know, I think it was, you know, I knew we had enough guys down there to kind of piece the rest of it together.
You're a guy that's used to going an inning plus. You mm-hmm. know, Matt's been that guy for much of his career mm-hmm. as well, but he's kind of been pushed into a different role this year.
Right.
How impressive just was it what he did tonight?
It was really big. You know, coming in, it's different. You know, he was talking to me, you know, I've few of us in the bullpen, Joe Blanton as well, kind of different routine for starters, you know, spot start. I kind of had a spot start last year, so kind of just going over, like, you don't want to change your routine too much, you know, but you got to, you know, get down there, throw a little bit, but not, you know, because it's a lot different than warming up as a starter, as a bullpen guy. So him just kind of, you know, taking in that and, you know, being able to go almost five innings, full innings for us was huge, man.
The Nationals will go for another win on Saturday at Petco Park when Steven Strasburg comes off the DL to make the start.